This is Member Care Media, a media ministry of TWR. Up next, a conversation we believe will be helpful to you. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
Hello again. We're back looking at post-traumatic growth. I've entitled this, Is There Growth After Crisis and Trauma? Yes. Well, maybe absolutely. Or it depends. How's that for hedging my bets? Today, I want to talk about what can I, meaning you, expect to see in others in terms of growth. This is very important because I don't think we understand clearly at times the process that individuals go through with regards to recovering from traumatic events or from crisis. Some of us, probably kind of like me, tend to be a little bit on the rational side and emphasize steps to doing things and kind of, in one way, I think I diminish some of the painfulness that I experience or maybe my expectations of what others should be experiencing. So those of us like me, I think, need to pay special attention to the kinds of things that go on with regards to the experience or the continuing experience post-trauma in other people. This is not something that I think those of us that are very experiential need to ignore as well, because I think sometimes we need to see that there may be things that we do that contribute to keeping us on edge and keeping us in more of a crisis mode. So what are some of the things that we can expect to see over time? Once again, I go back to what you experienced in your life before the trauma is probably going to play a part in terms of what you experience afterwards. If you were living on the edge and you were very fragile and vulnerable, chances are you're going to be doing more of the same and recovery may take longer. If you were pretty healthy in your functioning, you felt pretty good, you weren't chronically depressed or anxious and things like that, chances are you will experience a more comfortable recovery, if there can be such a thing. What I mean by that is you're not going to have the gigantic highs and lows. You're going to kind of learn from your experiences and move on. I think a critical question with regard to post-traumatic growth is it a continuous process or does it unfold gradually and fit or in fits and spurts, and what happens over time? I think we can say, outside of the realm of individual experience, that all things being equal, if there's not a continuing crisis, people will experience continued growth and adjustment. That is, most of the people. There is a percentage of people that may be generally more fragile, and those are the people that are going to need the presence or the impact or the interaction with various kinds of caregivers, particularly as the process unfolds and maybe less so as the years go by. But by and large, the vast majority of us are going to see recovery and growth occurring both gradually and within fits and spurts. Well, what's an example of gradual? An example is from a couple of weeks ago, I was talking about Nirmala, who reached a point in her life where she said, I was really grieving, a policeman helped me, and now I'm studying to be a policeman because I want to give back. I want to help at people like I was helped. Now, is that gradual? I think what limited information we have indicates that there has been a long period of gradual. She's right in the middle, or at least she was at the time of the newspaper article, of a gradual thing of, okay, now I've decided I'm going to excel in school, I'm going to stay active. That's a gradual improvement and she'll continue to get better. The fits and spurts kind of stuff is probably where she'll come up on situations like anniversaries of her birthday, her mother's birthday, or the anniversary of the tsunami in this particular example, and will experience loss and loneliness, possibly some tears. That's very normal, by the way. Will post-traumatic growth result in an immediate and incredible change? I think there's always a possibility that change can happen relatively immediate, but I think it's more dependent on what is going on around people at that time. For example, a person may be harboring a lot of internal thoughts or worries or anxieties and doesn't feel comfortable sharing them. Or if they did share them in the past, they felt judged, put down, or whatever. And so they feel like they can't be honest about their experience. I've had many types of situations like this in my debriefing. Somebody came to me and said, as a result of my communicating this kind of growth and how it's normal to be afraid, they had this flash of insight, this sudden growth spurt that said, I'm okay. I'm normal, and therefore I don't have to feel the way that I have been feeling about these feelings of anxiety or worry. So yes, there can be immediate growth, but I think by and large, people grow slow and steady. I think also, once again, it comes back to the networks that we have. If I am recovering from a crisis and trauma, and I have an extended network around me, that may or may not include family members, but I have a network that I can say these people are there for me. They will listen when I have concerns. I can go to them and do a reality check and ask for support or prayer or something like that. And I can go to them for information that can help me to make sense out of what I am thinking or feeling. I think the growth will be consistent, steady, and it will be in a positive direction. So let's look at these things that I said. As you look around you, remember that there are some people that you're going to be a caregiver for. And there are some people who are going to be caregivers for you. I'm talking about in the community, in the network, in your work group. It's important to remember that you need to give, but you also need to receive. Sometimes givers don't like to receive, but that's part of growing. Progress, post-traumatic growth, is probably going to be steady and slow. It's going to be interrupted by new crises and traumas, the anniversaries of old crises and traumas, or the birthdays, or whatever. Expect that. When you're finding yourself feeling upset, look and say, well, what is going on around me? Well, things are pretty uptight right now. It's normal to be upset. I think I would always ask myself, is my current anxiety, depression, or whatever part of the normal response to the daily thing? And my answer is yes, then I don't need to say, oops, I've got a problem. So we identify the process that we're in. I'd like to also add that as you're caregiving around you, the early recoverers, those people that seem to pick themselves up and start again, can be very useful helpers for you as you try and help the people that struggle more. A final point I want to make here is that you be supportive when you're helping people. And I want to make a kind of an unusual request, is that you be skeptically supportive. I'm not saying you doubt what people say to their face, but I think you need to be careful in your encouragement. For example, if somebody who was saying, I'm doing better this week, I had a good week, I didn't have the panic attacks, I didn't have the anxiety, and I'm not depressed this week, your response to them is very important. You could say to them, great, now we don't have to worry about you ever being depressed or anxious again. You've gone through that stage. You're done. Isn't that wonderful? You see how I may have set somebody up for failure there? Because next week, they may have an awful week, and I don't want to give them a false sense that they've finished one thing and therefore can't revisit it. I think it would be much better to say something like this. That's great. I'm so glad you've had a good week. I think you're going to have these good weeks with increasing regularity. That's wonderful. Let's focus on that. I gave them the opportunity to experience hurt again, to be anxious, and not to worry about it. Because what I'm trying to do is to train them to see, or encourage them to see, that life's up and downs are still normal. Well, that about sums it up for today. I hope this helps. Talk to you next time.
This feature is a presentation of Member Care Media. Thank you for taking the time to listen. We invite you to check out our website further. We offer audio features and resources to help you in your work and daily life. In addition, we have links to other helpful websites that will be an encouragement to you and your family. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.